Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Speaking about doing well, how about winning two games last year, then taking over your alma mater and being 10-2 in the region finals? And that's up this Friday as MacArthur will play St. Thomas for the second time this year. And Robert Ortega and his staff have done an amazing job. And he's kind enough to join us on this Thanksgiving show. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Happy Thanksgiving. And wow, I know that you and I about 3 or 4 years ago were talking, and I said to you, what if you ever took over MacArthur? And you said to me, I don't know. You know, it's different times now. And then last year you said to me, and I still remember, you said, you know what? I think I'm going to do it. And you did it, and you haven't stopped, and I got to congratulate you on just, I know the job's not finished, but heading into Fort Lauderdale on Friday night at 10-2, you got to pinch yourself a little bit.
Oh, absolutely, man. I'm smiling as you're speaking because, you spoke it into existence and excited. Absolutely. I mean, it's very fulfilling. It's very fulfilling to believe that, you know, all the hard work, and when you're doing it for yourself and your own kids, and you know, like I said, we're not even supposed to be here, you know, and nobody believes that we could have been doing what we're doing, and you know, 2-8 team, and then you're telling parents, I promise you, we're going to be different, and then you know, living off your word, you know what I mean, and speaking positive, and the kids buying in, and you see what's going on right now, man, we're looking really good.
Yeah, no, you are. And you guys have come together as a team. There's a lot of younger kids on the team. There's a lot of veteran players on the team. But I just look back at the first event that I saw you at the school, and you were worried more about growing back the hedges than you were anything else. You go, oh, we got to have tradition back. Because when you played and you had Brian McFadden, and then they've had Eric Redd and so many great players throughout the years that have come through that program. And certainly there was so much tradition back in the day. And you knew when you headed into MacArthur Stadium that you had those big hedges along the sidelines. And you kind of made that a battle cry this year on the back of your jerseys, you know, in between the hedges. And you kind of brought back what MacArthur football that you knew. And obviously that's something that a lot of alumni have kind of played off of. Talk about that, because I think that's huge that you have such an alumni base of people who went there in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, into the 2000s that are rallying around this program now. I mean, it's, you know, a lot of schools, coach, don't have that. and you guys have found a way to kind of get, you know, kind of get the, you know, the past a little bit caught up with the present. Talk about how that feels.
Oh man, that right there is like mind blowing because I didn't know if people even cared at the school no more. You know what I mean? Because times have changed so much. But then you look, we played Martin County, which is Port St. Lucie. There was literally like 200 fans that live up there that were MacArthur alumni. And I was like, we live up here, want to support. I was like, that was cool. Like, whoa, this is cool, man. This is different. You know what I mean? I know our alumni is strong, but again, we've been quiet. So now that they're all coming back around, they're all talking about coming to this game on Friday. It's very exciting. It's pretty cool. It's cool, man. We got history in the making that can happen on Friday. So, you know, they're all supporting it and, you know, it's just going to be a big one.
Yeah. And you got some players. I mean, you got some, obviously in Kenson Luis, so you have and your son, Robert Jr. You got seniors that show a lot of leadership, but you also have underclassmen like Javion Francois and Kamarian Young and players like that. Samaj Flowers, really young, Jakari Johnson. You've kind of mixed a lot of veteran players in with a lot of younger players and have kind of rolled the dice and done well. Talk about the team, you know, the makeup of this team.
Well, I will tell you that was the biggest thing is we needed veterans that knew how to win, that knew how to keep the younger guys together. And we also needed younger guys to push them. It's a goodie. I'll tell you like this, in spring, a lot of colleges came by. They were all shocked about the intensity of practice. And I told them we were having scuffles going on here and there. And I was telling my coaches, like, this is not normal. This is a good because it never got to the locker room. They would argue and push each other. But in the locker room, it was a family. Things that we did team bonding stuff, but they did it naturally. Like they did it. We didn't tell them, hey, that's your brother. Hey, you got, they just became brothers naturally. So that right there is a blessing from God, because, you know, when you put new kids together that might've played youth football together, but they're growing up and they've gotten changed so much in their lives. You know what I mean? And they become one. And they became one and they're really tight, man. When one of their kids or is running late or is, they hold them accountable. If they miss a practice, they hold them accountable. So it's not just coming to us, it's them. So that's big. That's been the biggest reason why we're a pretty good team as we are right now.
Yeah, no doubt. And obviously that a lot of people have come together and certainly going into this game, you already know St. Thomas first time around, it was close for a half plus. And then obviously a lot of your youth showed, but you guys grown up since then. And obviously you're going there and obviously you respect what Coach Harriet and that program's done, 6-time defending state champion, but in no way will you guys be intimidated? I know that. I know you guys are going out there. You're going to give it your best and, you know, roll that dice. And then certainly you guys are looking forward to it. I know your administration is, your fan base is as well. And I always leave the last question on Thanksgiving. And you are probably the best to ask this because you're like Chef Tell in the kitchen. I mean, you're the guy that cooks everything. And I suspect you'll be the guy that will have 90 people over on Thursday, and you'll be cooking all day because that's you. What are you making, and what's your favorite thing to make for Thanksgiving?
So believe it or not, my new girlfriend, she's a big chef, big time. So I don't have to do much this year. I'm just going to make the yams. Yep, I'm making the yams, the collard greens. And my favorite thing that I do every year, I smoke a jerk turkey, which I cleaned it today. I'll season it tomorrow. It'll be sitting 24 hours in a marinade, and we're going to smoke it first thing in the morning before I do practice on Thursday. So, yeah, we're going to have a lot of food here, for sure, for sure. You know, my house is going to be all the kids in the team, like, Coach.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah.
Are we going to come? I'm like, oh, here you go. So it's going to be a fun day. Like you said, I heard you ask Mike. It's a blessing to be practicing on Thanksgiving Day. We were fortunate at Western to do that, and to be able to still do it. We're changing it up. Respect. I've seen other teams do it. They potluck in the morning with the parents and the kids. We're doing that this Thursday. So, you know, building the team bonding with the parents, the kids, and they don't know how blessed they are to be practicing on Thanksgiving. It's a blessing.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. And not only that, you have an opportunity, you know, to spend with some people that you really care about and guys that you've been going to war with, your coaching staff as well. You guys have done a tremendous job. You did the right thing, man. You did the right thing by coming back. You know, they say you can't come home, but I think you kind of you dispelled that and certainly proud of what you've done.
I appreciate definitely, it. Timing was everything, and it was the right time. And I remember I used to get mad about not being the head coach earlier, and I told everybody, you know, maybe, you know, God don't make no mistakes, and I just felt like, you know, his timing is perfect. It's perfect.
No doubt. Coach, so. I can't thank you enough for joining our show. Best of luck. You know, we'll be catching up with you plenty. And just want to remind you that that little spring scrimmage that you had kind of like was a springboard, not only for Palmetto, who did real well in your thing. But I have a feeling that there's another team that showed up there that only got to play a half that could be a team that could be in the state championship this year, and that's Sarasota Booker. Just you heard it from me, because I'm telling you, that's a team that this year really woke a lot of people up. And most likely in the state semifinals, they'll go up and play Jacksonville Reigns. And I think Reigns is going to be in for a little bit of awakening, because that's a pretty good team. So just got to let you know that
I love your
little spring thing kind of was a springboard for a few teams. And again, Coach, have a great holiday and best of luck on Friday.
Later, buddy. Thank you guys so much.
Good stuff. Coach Robert Ortega, MacArthur, first-year head coach, going back to his alma mater and doing some outstanding things. And he has, I mean, obviously. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts. They treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. We'll take this time out. We'll come back and close things up for a Tuesday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.